Yes, well, good morning. It's Brother Marlon here again. Another beautiful morning as God sent us some wonderful snow and everything, especially yesterday morning, everything was clean and pure. But anyway, we have been talking. We've been going through Hebrews 11 and some of 12, talking about faith of our forefathers, faith of the prophets before us, looking to the promise of Jesus Christ and how we can look back to the promise has been fulfilled in Jesus, and we have the promise in the New Testament. And we also looked at some practical outworkings of faith yesterday. I shared some of my own experience with a friend of mine. And now, this morning, I would like to talk about discouragement. You may wonder, how does this tie in with faith? I feel it ties in very well. Maybe not so well with faith, but it does with discipline. When God chastises us, we are tempted to be discouraged. And I just want to start reading here. But first of all, I want to read what discouragement is. Out of the 1824 dictionary, it says, to extinguish the courage of, to dishearten, to depress, to depress the spirits, to eject, to deprive of confidence. And I guess what stands out is to deprive of confidence. And here, what I like about the 1824 dictionary, it has Bible verses in it. The verse right below that says, fathers, provoke not your children, lest they be discouraged. And that comes out of Colossians 3. So, is it possible to be discouraged while we are being disciplined by God? Here it's very obvious that we can provoke our children to wrath. We can provoke our children to discouragement. So I think we need to take a lesson from that, that we can be walking in discouragement. Discouragement is not Christ-like. Discouragement is a dangerous place to be, and it's not what God intended us to be. We have many, many promises that we can stand on. Well, I'm going to just read here in Joshua 1:1-9. Now that after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong, and be of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong, and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from to the right hand, nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever ever thy goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed or discouraged. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now before we go too far, I want to point out in verse 5, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. That is a promise in Hebrews 13:5. So this promise was given directly to Joshua. But this promise is also given directly to us. If we are in Christ, it is given to us in the New Testament also. So I want you to keep this in mind, that this promise right here is our promise. It's not Joshua's promise only, it's our promise. And God was very clear, I will give you everything. You will prosper. I will be with you. If you stay courageous, don't get discouraged, Joshua. Stay of good courage. Now, I want to go over to, Joshua 7:7-9. And it says, this is, I think most of us are familiar with this story. They had this great victory at Jericho. Jericho's walls had just collapsed, and they went out. They went out to the another people to take them, and they got defeated. Now here's Joshua, having those promises, not very far removed from those promises from God. And here's Joshua. And Joshua rent his clothes and fell to the earth upon his face before the ark of the Lord unto the eventide, he and the elders of Israel, and put dust upon their heads. And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people out of Jordan to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. O God, what shall I say when Israel turneth their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land shall hear of it, and shall surround us, and cut off our name from the earth. What wilt thou do unto thy great name? Interesting. Here, Joshua had these promises, and now Joshua is almost blaming God for saying, "What wilt thou do?" He's very discouraged right here. He's very discouraged. He's disheartened, and he has a lack of courage, and he's wishing they would have never went forward in this life. And you know, I don't think we want to be too hard on Joshua here. How many times won't we take a step of faith, and all of a sudden things around us just don't look like we thought it would? Or maybe we are. God wants to make us more holy, make us more pure. He begins to chastise us. We may even have sin in our life, and we get discouraged. We want to give up. We want to run away. We want to give up the Christian life. A short testimony of my own this last year. I shared a little yesterday about what we're going through. I praise God that He is putting us through these things, but it's not been easy. I've had to run back to Jesus more than once and say, Lord, you got to take care of me. I'm feeling down. And there's been times of wanting to just give up the Christian life. It's not worth it. I want out of this. But you know, God is always faithful. He has given us that promise, and He would not give us more than what we can handle. So let's not be too hard on Joshua there, as he's just reacting in a way that we react. And a lot of times, I'm getting ahead of myself there. Now we'll go to Joshua 7:10-15. And the Lord said unto Joshua, Get thee up. Wherefore liest thou thus upon thy face? A very good word from God. If we start feeling discouraged, disheartened, get up. Pray to God. Israel has sinned, and they have also transgressed my covenant which I commanded them. For they have taken of the cursed thing, and have also stolen, dissembled also, and they have put it in among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. That word accursed means, actually they had gotten things that were devoted to destruction, is what that word, they had gotten things that were not to be in their possession. And how many things do we have in our possession that are not devoted to God? It's a good question. It's a necessary question. If you have something that is not devoted to God, that is, maybe you're serving another God. And by that I mean, maybe you follow the sports, or maybe you have a nice house, or maybe you have a business or a good job or whatever it may be. If you have anything between you and God, anything higher than God, it has become a god in your life, and it needs to be removed. If you're dealing with a lot of discouragement, that could be one of the keys. Neither will I be with you anymore, except you destroy the accursed from among you. Sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thine enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. And we know how it went from there, most of us anyway, how they, in verse 15, it says, and it shall be that he that is taken from the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he hath, because he hath transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he hath wrought folly in Israel. And we know what happened there. It was, he died, they found out who it was, and they killed him. So there is Joshua dealing with discouragement, and God's response, Joshua's promises that I will be with you, be of good courage, be only of good courage, be not dismayed, not discouraged. And then we have God, and we have Joshua, a clear picture of Joshua being discouraged, and now we have God's response to that discouragement. Joshua, get up, get out there and pray. And find out, for modern day life, it's get up. Don't just waddle in your depression, self-pity, whatever it may be. Get up and ask God to help you, to show you what is going on in your life, that you're being under attack, or that you're not being able to walk in the full courage of God. Well, I see our time is up here. May God bless you, and may you be encouraged. And tomorrow, I want to look at a practical outworking of courage in the New Testament. Not discouragement, but courage. So, hopefully you'll join us in the morning, tomorrow morning. Well, God bless you, and have a great day.